Senate Bill 29, an act to designate areas within the state park system where a park license may be required.
Senate Bill 29 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 29 concerns one of the same things that Senate Bill 205 did yesterday when we agreed to the transfer and allowed the state to accept the transfer of lands of those take lands along the Missouri River. Senate Bill 29 addresses the issue of park license entrance fees. The 15,000 acres of recreation areas that were in Senate Bill 205 out of the 91,000 acres that will transfer to state ownership under the Title VI are made up of 82 areas up and down the length of the Missouri River. Senate Bill 29 will give the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission the authority to place the park entrance license requirements found in South Dakota Codified Law 41-17-13 on 21 recreation areas currently managed by the Corps of Engineers. Once these areas are either transferred in fee title or leased during the interim before the actual fee title transfer is completed, the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission will be authorized to replace the Corps of Engineers boat launch fee with the state's park entrance license requirements. Revenue from the park entrance license will be used to offset the operating costs associated with those recreation areas. The criteria used to determine which areas would have this park entrance license requirements are those areas with developed campgrounds and or areas with visitation that annually exceed 20,000 visitors. The Game, Fish, and Parks Commission will establish the fee and require the park license at such time that the areas come under the management of the department. Today, the park entrance license fees in South Dakota are $20 for an annual park entrance license, $10 for a second vehicle annual park entrance license, or a daily fee of $5 per vehicle or $3 per person. That's very straightforward what the bill does, and I would ask that you accept the bill and pass it.
Further remarks? Senator Klocek.
Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk, and I would waive the reading. I believe everybody has a copy. I would move
motion.
29RA.
Senator Klocek moved that Senate Bill 29 be amended as follows.
And Madam President, I would waive the reading. I believe everybody has a copy, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Do I have a second? If no member objects to the waiving of the reading, are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Klocek.
Madam President, I'm members of the body. I have many constituents, and I know Senator Huttmacher does, and many of you do, that have concerns about the transfer and what they call the Golden Age card program for senior citizens that gives them the discount when they go into United States parks. What this amendment simply does is give the same program available to the state park systems that were annexed by our state under this bill and the bill we voted on yesterday. And, you know, so many things that we're addressing in this issue, I think it's time that we do address this for our senior citizens. I think it's a fairness issue. I think they're entitled to this program in those parks. I see no reason why we should not be fair. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay. And I would ask for your support on this amendment and then go on and vote your conscience on the bill. Thank you, Madam President, and I'd be glad to answer any questions on the amendment. Would hope that we could get a vote on it and that it would not be a tabling motion, but be that as it may, thank you, Madam President, our members of the body.
Further remarks? Senator Simmons.
I'd like to ask the sponsor of the amendment some questions, please.
State your question.
Senator Klocek, what does the Golden Age apply to? What does the Golden Age card apply to?
Senator Klocek.
Yes, it is for senior citizens that wish to get into the federal park system. It offers them a discount of 50%.
Senator Simmons, you have the floor.
Another question, please.
State your question.
What does that apply to? Is that an annual pass or a daily pass?
I believe it's a daily pass.
And what is the cost of the daily pass
then? Well, there's a different cost. I believe it's approximately around that $12 to $15 range.
So the half price would be $6 or $8?
Yes.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you. That answers my question. I guess the point that I would make is under the state system that we are looking at now, the entrance for a car at this point under the state program would be $5 per vehicle. The entrance fee under the Golden Age card, which Senator Klocek is talking about, would be somewhere between $6 and $7 or $8 per vehicle. depending on what that card cost is. So at this point, I guess I would submit that the state's fees are going to be less than the Golden Age card fees. Also, when these fees take effect, the boating ramp fee that is now the federal fee that people pay to use that boat ramp, when we put in place these state fees, will be less than what they're being charged now. So I think if you accept the bill without the amendment, you're going to be better off treating our senior citizens better off than we would with the amendment. Thank you.
Madam President.
Senator Halverson.
I move to table the Klocek amendment.
The motion is table the Klocek amendment. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The amendment is tabled. Further remarks on Senate Bill 29.
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
Madam President, thank you. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, another advantage that we have here is that these same individuals no longer have to purchase the Corps of Engineers pass. And that pass right now is in order to get onto any one of these ramps and get into the Missouri. Most people that use our state parks also use these ramps. So they not only buy a state park ticket for the year, but they also buy a Corps ticket. This way they've only got to buy one ticket, and it should actually save these individuals money. So not only will we save the senior citizens money by having a lower price per day, but on an annual pass, we'll actually save the people the cost of buying the Corps of Engineers pass. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. Well, you know, yesterday I got up and I spoke in opposition to Senate Bill 205. And I guess we're looking at the same thing here again today. I'm in opposition to Senate Bill 29. Yesterday I thought we were putting the cart in front of the horse, and today I still think we're putting that cart in front of the horse. This is only one of the many problems that has surfaced and will continue to surface with premature passage of Senate Bill 205 and the premature passage of Senate Bill 29. We should pass this today. We have not even acquired these properties yet, and we are setting them into the state park license fee. That doesn't make any sense. We may not even get this land. We don't know for sure yet whether we are indeed going to get these properties, and yet we're setting them into a fee structure in state statute. Now, I know it's easy to say, well, if we don't acquire them, we won't charge the fee. But that bill does not say this. There is nothing in the bill that says that. I think that probably the appropriate time for this bill would be after acquisition of that property. Now, if we acquire that property in October or November, then we could come back next January and deal with this particular issue. Now, I'm not going to say the state's going to set up a park booth down there even before acquisition and collect fees, but in reality, that could happen. And let's face the facts, until the federal government turns us over to the state, the federal government will be collecting the fees at those places. And it just looks a little bit silly to pass a bill here today including these parks in the state park structure when we haven't even received acquisition or deed to the land yet. Some people in the state have been able to enjoy access to these particular federal parks. They can use these federal parks in a lot of instances for day use, and there's no charge. And I want the body to understand now that there will be a charge for day use at these 21 federal parks that we're going to acquire. And that is going to have an impact on what happens to the citizenry in the state of South Dakota as it relates to senior citizens and elderly people who use it on a daily basis or maybe 4, 5, 6, or 10 times a summer, and to those families that use those parks. They're not going to be able to use them any longer. They will be outside the perimeter of the law if they enter the park and do not have a park sticker on them. You don't have to have a park sticker to enter into the federal areas at this point. You know, we could have just as well left the emergency clause on this bill. Or we could have put date certain on this bill. But we didn't. Let's face the facts. This bill passes today. It goes into law July 1st. And I don't think it's responsible legislation on our part to be so presumptuous to think that we can start charging a fee come July 1. What would be responsible on our part is to address this issue after we have indeed inquired deed to these properties. We will, with this particular bill, I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of irate citizens out there when it comes time to have a park sticker on it. And you don't. Park sticker on your vehicle. I don't know when this is going to take effect, and nobody else in here can tell me that either. And nobody can tell me it's going to be fair because we don't know. But I can tell you this, it will create a lot of confusion in those areas that have these federal parks, in as much as people aren't going to be aware of when the date is. And yeah, it's easy to say, well, the CO, the conservation officer, won't find these people. That provision isn't set forth in this bill, ladies and gentlemen. I think, as I said yesterday, I thought we were putting the cart in front of the horse. This bill is a prime example of putting the cart in front of the horse. I would urge your rejection of this bill, and we can come back and address this particular issue again next year if we do indeed acquire those lands. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Klocek.
Madam President, well, I agree wholeheartedly with Senator Moore and would like to address one issue that we have not covered, the people that will not, and I would like to make some corrections to my earlier statements. We do have a staffer, one of my interns does work with the park system, and I have a young lady's passport with me here today, and it says on the back of it, the Golden Age passport, that you must be 62 years age of older, and I thought it was 65, and the other information that was needed to be corrected is it's $25 fee for life, and they get 50% off not just at camping but at all facilities that are federally owned. So that's what, you know, we're not going to cover ground that's already been covered, but those people are going to be denied that fee savings when we make this transfer. And I would like to thank Senator Hand for that. I think she's 39 and holding myself, but I do appreciate that you folks know what we are getting into on this program, and there's so many unanswered questions. I have the greatest respect for the people that are coming up with this proposal, but we're going way too fast on this thing, and I just hope we don't have to say I told you so down the road. So thank you, Madam President, honorable members of the body.
Further remarks. Senator Halverson.
Well, Madam President, it seems as though, as Senator Moore mentioned, that he really doesn't know what this is going to do, so he seems to be getting terribly excited over something he doesn't know what's going to happen in the first place. But on the other hand, I think that those of us that have taken the time to spend some time with the people that are going to be working with it do understand that if we pass this legislation now, and the reason it didn't need the emergency clause is because nothing is going to happen until this fall. It'll be open until that time, and quite frankly, as Senator Simmons so eloquently said, this is something that just falls in line with what we passed yesterday. It just makes good sense that instead of waiting 1 year down the line to put these places into position to where for the folks can use them, that we should at least have the paperwork ready so that if they acquire it by fall, which they will, that they can get started with this, and all up and down the river they'll be able to have their pads in, and they'll be able to clean up the parks, and quite frankly, there are several of them that need a lot of work on them, and so if they're going to have them ready for the next spring, they'll have an opportunity to do this. So I would just urge you to pass this piece of legislation. I think it's well deserving, and thank you for your support.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak? Senator Olson.
Madam President, I move the previous question.
The question's been called. Those in favor of calling the question say aye. Opposed, nay. The question's been called. The question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 29. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Albers, Benson, Boag, Bros, Brown, Dugard, Dennert, Drake, Dunjim, Dunrebecca, Duxbury, Everest, Flowers, Frederick, Hangey, Halverson, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleven, Klocek, Lang, Lawler, Madden, Moore, Munson, Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Browns, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Belandra, Vitter, Whiting. Madam President, ayes 33, nays 2.
Senate Bill 29 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.